Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Millsfield Farm.
After back-to-back losses to finish the regular season, the Packers hoped they'd be able to start anew in the postseason. But that would prove to be easier said than done.
For the Green Bay Packers, the first quarter of their wild card playoff game at Washington was eerily similar to the 4-6 finish of the regular season. Four punts and a safety on the first four Green Bay possessions. Only a gallant goal line stand holding the Redskins to a field goal and a 5-0 lead kept the Packers in the game. But Kirk Cousins, the hottest quarterback of the league coming into the playoffs, upped the ante to 11 points early in the second quarter, lofting a touchdown pass to emerging tight end Jordan Reed. The Packers were in trouble. It's funny how games can turn on a single play, how one play can ignite a moribund offense. Second quarter, four plays into a drive going nowhere. Aaron Rodgers went over the top to James Jones on a 34-yard pass play into Washington territory. And 10 weeks of Green Bay offensive frustration was about to come down on the unsuspecting Redskins. On five consecutive possessions, the Packers scored four touchdowns and a field goal. And it was 2014 all over again. The Packers rediscovered what made them great for so long, an offense as potent as any in the league. Now the Packers head back to the desert to atone for their most lopsided defeat of the season, 38-8 to the Cardinals last month. Redemption is a great motivator, and it would be so sweet coming in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs.
Rediscovering an offense against the porous Washington defense is one thing. Redemption at the hand of the second-seeded Cardinals, quite another. But that's what the Packers are tasked to do this week in the desert, and they're happy for the opportunity. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.